Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Milah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud, about to continue our and conclude our study, not only of the sixth chapter of Milah, but also of Masachet Milah. Just a couple notes about that. The way that the Shas was paginated is the publishers included Masechet Kinim, Tamid, and Midot in that order, which is different than the order of the Mishnayot, and evidently the original in different than the original intended order based on the end of Kinim. And the Daf Yomi schedule follows that pagination. So we're going to keep it in that order. We're not even going to overly celebrate when we get to the end of Milah at the end of this podcast, as we will save that for the end of Seder Kodashim, which will be in approximately 10 podcasts or so, 10 or 12. So in the meantime, we will conclude our study of Mi'ilah here and pick it up in the next podcast with the beginning of Masechet Kinim. Masechet Kinim, which is three chapters, will be done in three podcasts, one per chapter. It is purely Mishnayot. At that point, we'll announce how Masechet Tamid will be presented. Amarlo, the Mishnah at the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Amarlo, if a dispatcher says to a shaliach, "Haveli min achalon me'abduskamai," he says, "Go get me that coins or that food," which he doesn't know, and neither one of them knows his hekdesh. He says, "Get it from the window or from the box." Ve'vilo, alfishem ha'balabayit lo able to be ela mizeh ve'vimizeh. Since the balabayit said, "Get it from either of those places," even though the balabayit says, "I really intended only one of them and not the other," balabayit mal. He's still mal because he told the shaliach that, and of course, dvarim shabalev enam dvarim. If he told him to get it from the window and he got it from the box or vice versa, hashaliach mal, because it's not just what you do with it, it's also where you get it from that makes it a proper or improper shlichut. Let's say that the balabait gives an incompetent this thing and takes it to the market. If they did what he asked them to do, balabait mal, because it's like an instrument. But if they didn't do what he said, then chenvani ma'al, the mi'ilah only happens when the storekeeper gets the money and he uses it. Shilach biyad pikeach, but if he gave it to a competent person, he's karach shalagia itzal chenvani, and the balabayit remembered he was hekdesh while the shaliach was on his way. Chenvani ma'al lechshiyotzi, the shaliach isn't responsible, but the chenvani is responsible if the shaliach did exactly what the balabayit told him. Chenvani is responsible when he spends the money. Ketzad yaseh, so what should the balabayit do to save the chenvani? Now tell putah kli, should take a coin or a vessel. If you omer, putah shel hekdesh b'chol makom shehu, a putah worth of hekdesh, wherever it is, b'chulal al zeh, is redeemed on this coin. Shah hekdesh nifta b'kesef b'shava kesef, because you can redeem hekdesh on kesef and shava kesef. Okay, so my kamashlan, in the first case, we said it, dvarim shebalav b'lev enam dvarim. Now, shilach b'al chereshet v'katan, tzedera v'ala b'nei shlichut aninu, but a chereshet v'katan can't be a shaliach, so how could the balabayit be chayef for what they did? V'lazo asa'um kima'atan shel zeitim. So one take is that we treat them like a basket of olives. What does that mean? Tanan, azeitim me'imatem mekabalin tumah. In Masechet Tarot, we said, when do olives start to be able to get tumah? Mishiaziu, when they start sweating out their oil. Zeyata ma'atan velo zeyata kupa. It has to be in that small basket, but not in a bigger box. So that means that the minute that they start sweating in that tight basket, you actually want the sweat to come out, meaning it's doing what you want it to do, even though it has no independent thought. Same thing, they're accomplishing what you're doing like a tool. That's his point. He gives a different example from Eruvin. Let's say you want to send an Eruv somewhere, and you put it on a monkey, put it on the back of an elephant, and he walks it. I raise Eruv, and the other guy gets it where he gets it, and puts it down, it's an Eruv, because again, it's an instrument. So it went and took it, that's called your shlichut. Okay, now notice what happened. The balabayit sent the money with the pikeach. The balabayit remembered that it's hekdesh. Even though the shaliach didn't remember, we say that neither one of them is going to be moel, it's only the chenvani. Remember, meal is only the shogig. Or mean meaning is kabbal, but it's got shaliach or shaliach mal. If the balabayit remembered, but not the shaliach or shaliach's moel. So, shesha, but nitin shinis krushneim. You're right. The Mishnah has to be read that both of them remembered independently that it was hekdesh. And the shaliach went ahead and did it anyways, and the balabayit couldn't stop him, so that's why the chenvani is moel. Okay, now Tam Loputa, next Mishnah. Amar lo aveli b'chetziani or chetziap tfilot. We're going to look more at the details of shlichut. If the fellow gave the shaliach a prut of hektesh, which is the minimum, for me'ila, and he said, go get me half a pruta worth of candles and half a pruta worth of wicks, candles being the holders. He brought one pruta worth of ptilot, or one of nerot, doesn't matter. Or shamaro, flip it. He said, give me a pruta worth of candles or a ptilot. And he did half and half. Shneem lo ma'alu. There's no meila here, because the balabite was moel in a half, and the shaliach was moel in a half, the half that he changed. But if he said, go get me half a pruta from place A, and half a pruta worth of wicks from place B, if he switched it, then the shaliach is moel, because the balabite accomplished nothing that he wanted, and the shaliach deviated in both in a pruta's worth, which was each thing was gotten from the wrong place. Now tamlo shtei prutot. Let's say he gave him two prutot. From my law, v'echav aveli etrog. We're gonna be an etrog. V'achav aveli v'achat etrog v'achat rimoni. He was able to get an etrog for one pruta and a pomegranate for one. Shnehem ma'alu. They both are moel because he got an etrog for one pruta, which is meila, plus the shaliach, when they had misspent the other pruta. He says, not. I wanted a big etrog. You brought me a little one that's not as good. So that's not what I wanted. So the shaliach's the other one is moel. I tell him, Dinar Zahavi, give him a gold coin. Go get me a garment. He came and brought him with half a dinar, three slaim. A garment, which shloshat talit, the other three for a jacket. Shneem malu. Again, Rabbi Yehuda omer balabai lomal. Again, shomer lo chaluk gadol ha'itim v'keisha. I wanted a big one. Etali katan ra, you brought me a small one. Let's see how this plays out. Shavan mina mandam al shlucho zil zavan likur da'ara. If a fellow says to a shaliach, go sell a kur of my land. Vazal zavan le lehitcha. And he was only able to sell half of a kur. Kani lokech, the deal is good. Because he did what the shaliach, what the balabai told him, he just didn't do as much of it as it were. So no, Amri, and that of course didn't work. Amri hacha echidan. What's the case here? Going to aiti leshaveva b'shalosh. Here's what happened in the last case, for instance, with the garment. He brought him one worth of dinar zahav for half the price. So that means that he did exactly what the balabai wanted. He just also did more. So aim a safer biyuro mer balabait lomal. Shuyachol lomal lo chaluk gadol ha'itim v'kesh v'itil l'chaluk katam rara. Wait a second, biyuro says, the guy said, you brought me a bad one. So if we're positing that the case is where he brought one worth the original amount of money he gave, but he got a half price, so he spent the other, so then why is he saying it's the small things? And the answer is, demar le'yahab di dinar kula, because at those prices, had you spent the entire dinar, ha'itil l'shav v'it dinar, you could have gotten me a real big one worth 2 dinar. Because we have a bright on which Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree that if it's something like beans, both of them are moral. Well, I shall kitni be pruta, kitni be dinar. Kitni has its set price. What does that mean? Iba atra dezad mishuma. It's where they sell, if it's where they sell it by eyeballing. Kininami dav sala mozi leitfei. He could be mochalim and sell it at a cheaper price. They sell it by little containers. Each container is a pruta. So therefore, there's nothing to play with the prices. Therefore, if he was somehow able to get it less expensive, then that means the prices went down, and he couldn't have gotten a bigger one, and therefore he says both are moel. Okay, a mafkin ma'ot etzel shulchani. If a fellow entrusts some coins that happen to be hekesh coins, he doesn't know it. He entrusts them to money changer. Im sruin, if they're tied together, lo yishtamesh ben. The money changer is not allowed to use them. He has to just watch them. Lefichach imotzi ma'al. Therefore, if he uses them, he's moel. Im mutarin, but if they're unbound, yishtamesh ben, he's allowed to use them. Lefichach imotzi. Therefore, if he uses them, lo ma'al, he's not chayv for mila. Now, etz bal abayit, if you leave it with a regular guy, ben kach uven kach lo yishtamesh ben, he shouldn't use it in any case. Imotzi ma'al. Therefore, he's chayv for mila in either case, if he uses them. Chenvanik balabait v'rer. Mayor says that a storekeeper is like a regular guy. Only money changers have the reason to use the money that they're given, because you understand when you're entrusting money, loose coins to a fellow who is a money changer, he's going to do that, but not a chenvanik. A storekeeper is like a shulchani because he's constantly involved in commerce. Now, let's say you have a money pouch and a coin of hekdesh falls right in. Or you say, I got a pouch, one prut in here is hekdesh. In the other case, the minute you take the first one out, that's me'ilah, meaning the me'ilah attaches to the first one. Tivir Rabbi Kiva. No, you have to take everything out, and the last one is me'ilah. Rabbi Kiva says, if you formulate it differently, it says, a pruta, and you say, a pruta of this kis is hekdesh, that you could spend it until you get to the last one. Okay, we're going to find out that there were, to conclude our masachet, there are three different versions of the challenge that was asked from Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan about this seifa where Rabbi Kiva agreed. So the first report is from Rav Dimi, the first of the Nechute in all cases. He says, Rish Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan. He said, the Reish and Seifa don't agree. Why does Rabbi Kiva hold his position there and not there? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Seifa Momer Leifsok Kizevina Hektesh. And the Seifa, what he said is, this pouch will not be fully exempt from hekdesh, which means when you get to the end, the last one's going to be hekdesh. Kiat Ravin Amar, Ravin came as a blade in Nechute and said, Kisina Shvarim Ramaleh. That wasn't the challenge. The challenge was our seifa against the case of the oxen. Tanana Omer Achami Shvarai Hekdesh. If a guy says, one of my oxen is hekdesh, Hayulashna Magadoshman Hekdesh. If he has two, the bigger one is hekdesh. So you see that it's the finer one. You don't go to the last one. Amarle seif amarle towards ki seven hektesh. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan gave the same answer. Rav Papa Amar, he says, I have a different tradition somehow I got from Eretz Yisrael, that it was ki sin alugin ramale. The challenge was the our case of the money falling into the pouch, or saying what you did about the pouch, against the famous lugin of water, of wine. And alkech yar mena kutim. The Kutim, from the perspective of this Mishnah at that time, were careful about Shemot Masrot, but not about stuff they sold, but rather for themselves. So therefore, we have to be concerned about taking Shemot Masrot. So let's say you were to buy yain from Kutim, and it was a time that you can't take Shemot Masrot, like you got it just before Shabbat. You want to drink it on Shabbat, what do? Omer Shnei Lugim Shani Atid Lafrish. At the end, I'm going to separate two Lugim. That'll be in Shema. There's 100 Lugim in here. Asara, 10 of them will be maser rishon. Tisha will be maser sheni. Umechel shota miyad, and then you can immediately drink. Divrei Meir. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, osrim. They say you can't. And in Masechet Gittin, we discuss whether it's because of an issue of Breira or Shem Yivaka Anod. But either way, it seems that according to the majority position, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, the Kedusha is at the beginning, not at the end. So Amalei Sefer Tomei Dimo Malei Fetor Kizeh Min HaHekdesh. Again, the same answer. Again, as I mentioned earlier, we will continue our study of these pages and Mirza Shem in the next podcast do the first parak of Masachet Kinim. In the meantime, Yishar Koach to all of those who studied together with us in our completion of Masachet Mi'ilah, and we will again meet in the next podcast with parak Aleph Masachet Kinim. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day. Chen la'oraita.